Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, boys and girls. Oh, I always wanted to say that. Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is the Greg Skrull Show right here on a rainy, dreary Tuesday. I got to go announce football here a little bit. That's right. You're going to be in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and you want to see some good flag football, that you need to make your way to Northeastern State University, Doc Wadley Stadium, as the NSU Intramural Flag Football Championship are going to be taking place this evening. There's no entry fee to get in, but we do ask you to make a donation of a non-perishable item to the NSU food pantry, which, they help stock up food and other supplies, non-perishable, for the students there at Northeastern State University who may not have enough trust fund from mama and daddy to go to Walmart or whatever. So they can go over there to the food pantry. I want to say hello to my good buddy Daniel Flynn. Once again, we're going to be over there at I'm going to be over there announcing the championship flag football game. You can call in 347-326-9073. You got something to talk about. We're only going to be on the air until about 4 today. So we do invite everybody to show up. It's going to be a good time. I talked to Daniel Flynn, and he said that you are going to be playing flag football.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back with them. That's my boys over there. Battleground MMA. If you're interested in getting into the world of MMA, you can check out the boys at Battleground MMA. Going to have a lot of fun tonight. Announcing some football, having some fun. We're putting this on Facebook right now. Football games get started around 7. So don't forget to bring your can item, and you can enjoy some flag football. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Once again, got a call from my old buddy Daniel Flynn saying, "Mr. G, would you come over here, please?" And I said, "Okie dokie, boys and girls." In case you missed it, last night the L.A. Dodgers defeated St. Louis to cut the deficit by one. St. Louis still has a 2-1 advantage in the National League Series Championship. Don't you just love getting these text messages from places you have no idea how you got signed up on it? It's just amazing. That little sound you heard in the background, Best Buy sending me a text message. It's like, what for? So anyway, you're just going to have a whole lot of fun was. My dogs are fighting with each other today. I'm not sure what the deal is. You might hear them in the background. Has anybody talked to my old buddy Clint Davis? He's out there around somewhere. Got that great event coming up October 26th. Extreme Fighting Inc. proud to present Extreme Night as Champions. That's taking place October 26th. Fort Smith, Arkansas, the Fort Smith Convention Center. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you better jump on the Facebook and look up Extreme Fighting Inc. and find out how to get your tickets, because those tickets are going fast. There's a limited number of seats for this event, so if you plan on going, you best get there. Otherwise, you are going to miss out, because that is probably their last event for 2013. I'm already starting to get calls for 2014. People calling up wanting to book my services to ring announce their event. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been giving me a shout, ringy-dingy on the phone lining. But it's going to be fun. I want to give a big shout-out to Mike Markham, good friend of mine. He's another ring announcer. One of the guys kind of one of the people out there I look up to. He's been a ring announcer for a while, and he's one of the guys I talk to, bounce ideas. Him and Dave Davis, my buddy, up in the St. Louis area. But I love my friends. I love all my friends. I may not tell them all the time, but I do. 347-326-9073. All right, let's hop over here. Take a look at some sports headlines. Sounds like charges are going to be updated in the Peterson case. Likely in that NFL star. So prosecutors expect to ask a grand jury to consider more serious charges in the death of the 2-year son of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. Lincoln County State Attorney Tom Woolman says he will review the autopsy and other reports before seeking any new charges against 27-year-old Joseph Patterson. Sioux Falls police identified the boy as Therese Robert Ruffin, who died Friday after being hospitalized with severe head injuries. Patterson, the boyfriend of Tyrese's mother, was charged last week with aggravated assault and battery. Prosecutors are also seeking suspended sentence be imposed for previous domestic assault. I mean, there's a problem right there. What is the girl still doing with the boy if he's got a history of wanting to beat up people in the first place? So anyway, news coming out of Pittsburgh. Levi Brown's career as left tackle for the Steelers is over before it begins. Steelers placed Brown on injured reserve Tuesday, 2 days after he tore a tricep while warming up pregame before a 19-6 victory over the Jets. Sounds like Levi Brown, who was brought in from St. Arizona, is going to need a surgery, and so his season is pretty much over. Word out of Auburn. Auburn quarterback Nick Marshall has been given the start against number 7 Texas A&M. Gus Malzahn announced Tuesday that Marshall will return Saturday for the 24-ranked Tigers as they take on Johnny Manziel and the Aggies. Baseball news, Walt Weiss has agreed to a 3-year contract extension with the Colorado Rockies. So there you go. As we mentioned at the start of the show, L.A., defeated St. Louis to bring it 2-1. Nebraska Cornhusker has lost its top defensive lineman for the rest of the year. Coach Bo Pelini announced today Spencer Long is going to have surgery on his left knee. So there you go on that one. Could you imagine what fantasy football for college would be like? Oh, my God. New York Jets have signed former Pro Bowl wide receiver kick returner Josh Cribbs. The 3-time Pro Bowl selection was cut by Oakland into preseason after having off-season surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee. So sounds like he's going to get new life with the Jets. And the Jets, they're not doing bad. I just think they need to do some tweaking. News out of Arkansas. Arkansas Razorback tight end Hunter Henry has been named to the John Mackey Awards midseason watch list. Henry is one of 2 freshmen, 1 of 3 from the SEC, included in list of top 29 tight ends in the country. So good job to Hunter Henry. When that boy is on, he is dangerous. So there you go on that. John Calipari has introduced another number 1 recruiting class at Kentucky. And normally, you could get excited, but half the time you know that these guys are one and done over there at Kentucky. They don't stay around. I mean, That's one of my questions for the day is, do you think that players should have to go and stay in college for a certain number of years? Personally, I think yes. But what do I know? That's going to be my question Should Should scholarship players be required to stay more than two? Now, I can understand if they're walk-ons, you know, but my question is, should a scholarship player be required to stay more than 1 year in college before going pro? Because that's been Calipari's. That's been his MO. He goes out, he finds these great players, and you know, who can beat the Kentucky tradition? I mean, really. You go back, Rick Pitino, Tubby Smith, now you got Calipari. Who was the other moron that was there for a while? Anyway, I can't remember his name. He's a moron. That's why. But that's been Calipari's MO. No matter where he's been, it's like he gets these players that come in for 1 year, and then they go. Let's talk about this. You know, once again, here is another perfect example of a school overstepping its boundaries. And the family is taking legal action. High school student in Massachusetts has been punished for showing up to a party to drive a drunk friend home. She wasn't drinking herself, but she showed up to take a drunk friend home. She was suspended from her volleyball games and demoted as captain. The school says they have a zero tolerance policy. Now, I can understand this stuff going on at school. Just like the story a couple of weeks ago, the kids were playing with airsoft guns on the kids' private property, waiting on the school bus, and yet the school has suspended the kid. Well, here's another situation. The thing, like I say, it's on his private property. He had nothing to do with what's going on at school. And this is another example. The school says I have a zero-tolerance policy. This is a hot topic as it incited numerous comments from onlookers. Now the family plans to take legal action. I hope they sue the butt off. Once again, this is just another school overstepping the boundaries. The girl should be applauded for giving the friend a ride home and not letting her drive drunk. I mean, what's going on? I mean, why are they punishing kids for doing the right thing? I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, call in. I want people to comment on this. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. I mean, I think, like I say, I think the schools should be, I mean, I just find it appalling. I mean, I can, like I say, I can understand if the girl was drinking, if both girls were drinking, but this girl wasn't even out to party. I'd love to get an explanation from these schools on why they are sticking their nose into stuff that don't concern the school. I mean, it makes no sense. If you're looking for a brand new car or truck, including the beautiful new 2014 Toyota Tundra, then you need to make your way to Northwest Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. They will set you up. They will get you financed. And they will put you in a new car or truck of your dream right there at Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. Let's get back to this. I mean, I think it's stupid. Why are they punishing kids for doing something right? I just don't understand it. I know this has gotten me off my original point, but it is what it is. And it's pissing me off. I'm tired of seeing kids getting punished. That don't concern the schools, like the kids that were playing with the airsoft guns in their front yards. They didn't take the guns to school. They didn't take the guns on the school bus. They were on their private property waiting for the school bus to show up. Since when did public schools get the right tell people what they can do and can't do on their private property? And this is going back to the kids suspended for playing with airsoft guns, shooting at each other while waiting for the school bus to show up. This is a mom and dad issue. This is not a freaking school issue. Just like this situation, if this little brat kid was drinking at a party, then her mom and dad needs to be punishing her. And they need to be thanking this friend who cared about her friend enough to go to the party and pick her up and bring her home. Why is this little girl being punished for doing the right thing? It's freaking stupid. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. 3473-2690-73. I really want people to call in on this. I'm putting this on Facebook. I know people are going to get mad at me for the dead air while I'm trying to type this question, but this is really a hot topic issue with me. I mean, I appreciate the teachers, what they do for the kids inside the school, at school functions, school events. And there are even those teachers, bless their hearts, that go outside of the school parameters to help out their students. But once again, in the end, does this give schools the right to tell people what to do away from school? Really crazy. We're going to step away right now. We're going to hit a commercial break from our boys. Over at Battleground MMA. Once again, if you're looking to pursue a career in the world of mixed martial arts, you need to talk to Scott Lowe and the folks over at Battleground MMA. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. Don't feel the time. Not here.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Once again, we want to say thank you to the good folks over at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. Rhonda Porter, Rainer Roth, and the crew over there. I am happy to announce that I have lost 17 pounds, boys and girls. I'm excited. Went and did my weigh-in today. I'm down to 248. So I am excited about that. If you're interested in losing weight, getting some energy, feeling good about yourself, who knows, maybe even learning how to make a little extra money on the side, give me a shout. And I'll be glad to hook you up. Tastes good, and it's nutritious. Got a comment on my question earlier. Should a scholarship player be required to stay more than 1 year in college before going pro? My buddy, my friend, my confidant, my mentor, Brian Center, he says, depending on the sport, basketball and baseball, no, but football, yes. Bodies are not mature enough yet to face grown men in the NFL. And I respect Brian's opinion. So there you go. Brian also commented on my second question, should private or public schools be allowed to dictate to kids what they can do or don't do outside of school? I know you're waking for the CIA. They would have you in the bye-bye. Yeah. So here's where my reply back. Why punish a girl who was not at the party for coming to pick up her stupid friend and made sure she got home safe? Once again, in my opinion, that is a parental thing. Now, you know, obviously the girl who's drunk doesn't have very good parents or else she wouldn't be there getting drunk. But once again, obviously, the friend who went to pick the girl up was obviously raised right, because she wasn't at the party. So she because she did care for her friend, she went and picked up her friend and made sure her friend got home safe. Now, Brian says, unfortunately, in most cases, the schools might be the only source of kids, or might be the only source of direction for a lot of kids outside of the school. And I respect that. But once again, I don't understand. I guess the parts that's ticking me off about this whole story is, if you want to punish the drunk friend, fine, go ahead. Punish the drunk friend, but don't punish the good girl for doing something right. 347-326-9073. We got about 28 minutes left on the show today. Going to announce some flag football. I want to give a big shout out to Pat Rose, former big time professional wrestler. I mean, maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Then again, I don't know what I am. Maybe I'm the stupid one. But, you know, I don't want my kid being punished for doing the right thing. That's where I'm getting at. You know, I would be totally pissed personally, and I would be totally pissed, and that's why I applaud mom and pop for filing a lawsuit against the school, because my girl did nothing wrong, but yet you're punishing my kid for doing the right thing. I'm begging people, let's call in and talk about this. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. Maybe I'm beating a dead horse, as always. I've been known to do that. But I need somebody to explain this to me. I wish somebody would call and explain this to me. Open my eyes. I don't claim to be a bright man, so maybe I need something explained to me that I'm missing in the thought process of all this. Want to give a big shout out to my boy Mike. Mike. Oh, Mike Ward, my buddy, he's out there listening today. We are going to have birthdays and shout outs here in just a little bit, so don't worry about that. We're just crunching everything down into a smaller time frame so I can go announce football. So there we go. Once again, who's interested in learning how to losing weight? I can hook you up. Fayetteville Nutrition Center has helped me achieve my dreams. Started out 265 down to 248, and I am feeling good. Got energy. You know, great. I got great energy during the day, sleeping good at night. So we just keeping it going, keeping it on like Donkey Kong. Oh, Lord. Wow. There is a crazy ass. That's a part. Did I just say crazy? Yes, I did. Okay, never mind. Marcus London. He chimed in on one of my questions out there. Marcus London, friend of mine, says, way too much money being made off athletes who have nothing. Could be. I mean, it's crazy. I don't recognize that number. I'll get back with you. But, you know, it's just... I got to answer this text message. Somebody's supposed to be riding with me to Tahlequah. And I need to answer them. Hold on a minute. No, we don't want that button. We want that button. Hey, I need a secretary. On my internet show right now. All right. Got her. Got them answered. That's crazy stuff out there. Telemarketers. Should telemarketers be allowed to call people on their cell phone? I don't think so. It's crazy. I really want some people to comment, call in. 347-326-9073. Got about 20 minutes left on the show today. Let's see here. A lot of people making comments on Facebook, but we really need to get some people calling in. Calling in on this. I mean, I want to hear voices. I don't want to read messages. I'm tired of reading messages. I want to hear voices. I mean, there's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. I just want to hear it. Anyway, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going out there. We're going to step away real quick. Got another commercial. We're going to step away for a commercial real quick. Then we'll be right back with our birthdays shout out. Once again, we want to say thank you to Hallmark Card. You care enough to send the very best. Send a Hallmark Card. You can find them at Walmart, Walgreens, and other quality cards. We'll be right back. 30 minutes. On the Kirk Squirrel Show, I'm Buck.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Where'd my birthday music go? Crap. Oh, there it is. It does. The song that says birthday, you moron.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
We got birthdays and shout-outs coming up right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hey, we got a caller. 918 area code. You're on the air, Oklahoma. Who do we got?
Hey, Greg.
Daniel
Who do you
Quinn.
Think this is? Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
What is going on?
Oh, just getting ready.
Got a couple of
what?
I got some advice for you. That one, should scholarship players be required to stay more than 1 year in college before going pro? What are you talking about? Are you talking about football? Are you talking about basketball or what?
What's that?
Any sport? Are you talking any sport?
I'm talking any sport. I mean, these schools are stepping out there, and they're giving these kids a scholarship. And, you know, I guess the one that naturally comes to my mind at first is Kentucky, because John Calipari, as good as basketball coach as his career, or as good a coach as he is, that's what he's known for. He's known for getting these players who come in, spend 1 year, and then go pro. And not only do I feel that he's robbing the kids, I mean, the kids are robbing themselves, but they're robbing the schools because the schools are giving them the scholarships, and then they up and leave. I just feel, you know, that the kids should stay longer if the school's giving them a scholarship.
I kind of agree on that. I mean, heck, they're – I just got through going in debt probably 50-something thousand to get my master's. So these kids are getting everything paid for. I think they should have to stay at least 3 years minimum, you know?
Right, and I agree. I mean, maybe not three, but at least two.
Yeah.
Because if they go to the pros. I guess the one that really gets me is baseball. I mean, you know, the baseball draft comes around and they're taking these kids, before they even chance to get to go to college to get any kind of degree or anything, or at least get started on their degree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and me have known each other for years
that.
Now.
Yeah.
And we've been involved in a profession that at any moment we could be injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we do without
yep.
that, without an education?
Well, I'm going to tell my age, but back when I was in high school, when I got out, when I graduated, I was offered minor league to go play minor league right out of high school. So, and I'm glad I didn't take it. Sometimes I sit there and kick myself. I'm like, you know, what if? But then, like you said, what if I got injured? Then I have no education, no nothing to, you know, to help me out with, to get another job. You know, if that's all you know is the sport, you're kind of robbing yourself.
Exactly. Hey, man, are we ready for some championship flag football tonight?
Oh, we're ready. We are ready. I've I've got people talking smack on the intramural NSU intramural side already. They're ready to go. They're excited. I kind of like it because these kids, they get a kick out of doing that, you know, to get a chance to play inside the Doc Wadley Stadium here in Tahlequah.
That's right. And there's no cover charge, but you are asking people to bring a non-perishable item.
Yes.
To donate to the pantry.
Yes, to donate to the pantry. We are having some giveaways. There's like a couple of watches, Timex watches we're going to be giving away. We'll give you tickets right there as you come in. We'll be handing out little red tickets with the number on it. You keep that through halftime, through the quarters. You know, we're going to have like a small break between each quarter. You know, we might draw a name or something and give away some these watches and a few things. So it's going to be pretty fun.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to it. Matter of fact, as soon as we get off the show today, I am heading that way. So we're going to have some fun tonight.
Well, Godspeed to you coming up here, you know.
All right, brother.
All right. Well, we will
see you in a little while, Daniel. Appreciate you calling in.
No problem, man. We'll see you.
All right, man. There you go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are over in the Tahlequah, Oklahoma area, the NSU Intramural Championship Flag Football taking place tonight at Doc Wadley Stadium, home of the NSU Red River Hawks. I keep wanting to call them Red Men. That shows my age. But they are now the River Hawks. And, you know, once again, there's no entry fee to get in, but we are asking you to bring a non-perishable food item. So there you go. Let's jump back over on the Facebook, see if we're getting any more comments on this stuff. Daniel's old buddy of mine. We go back to my pro wrestling days. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, just like who was the kid for Louisville? I can't remember his name, but had the nasty leg break during the NCAA tournament. I mean, what had happened if that kid had completely – he's working on his degree, so I applaud him for that. But what if the kid had gone pro and stuff like – and that had happened? Then where would he be? You know, without that scholarship, I mean, it's just – I just think kids – you know, yeah, the pro money is nice and all that stuff, but I think the kids should stay in school, get their degrees, and then if they want to go play pro ball, go do it. All right, we got birthdays. Should we do the music again? Cue that beautiful birthday music. Turning down to chipmunks. All right, happy birthday to Margaret Burris. She turns the upper side of 40-something. Happy birthday to Don E. Lynn. I haven't talked to Don in forever. And we also want to say thank you. Happy birthday to Ginger Kimbo. Let's put this on. Happy birthday to Don. Hold on, Gator. Don't you just love birthdays and that beautiful birthday chipmunk music? I'm excited for Christmas to get here. It would help if I spelled Margaret right. All right. Would help if I learned how to spell the right. I cannot. I guess I'm excited about announcing football tonight, even though it's flag football. Football's football in my book. All right. And we got some shout-outs. Let's run down the shout-out list. Mitzi, Kimberly, Patsy, Amy, Diane, Jody, and Cassie. Big shout-outs to all these folks from the Greg Squirrel Show. We got about 10 minutes left. Who we got on the phone line? Greg Squirrel Show, talk to me.
Hello, it's Big Sean.
Big Sean?
Big Sean from Norfolk, England.
Oh, really?
And it's also my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday indeed.
All right, well, what can we do for you today?
I would just like some advice, actually.
Okay.
Basically, I found out last night my wife has been playing away, as it were.
Oh, really?
What would you do in this situation?
Well, I'd tell her to hit the highway. I mean, that's just something, you know, that's something I don't play with. You know, when it comes to relationships, you know, especially if you're married, you know, there's just some things that are unforgivable. And in my book, you know, a wife cheating is just unforgivable.
I totally agree. What I did was I knocked her over the head with a spade. I dragged her out to the front porch. I then buried her under 6 foot of sand and watched her die.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, what can you do in that situation?
Well, you know, like I said, I think there's reasonable answers outside of hitting her on the head with a shovel.
Well, my next move, I was thinking either A, what are my choices? A, I either finger a minor. B, I watch a DVD, or C, I kill again.
I think I'd go watch the DVD.
What DVD do you suggest?
Kill Bill, Volume 2.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite movies. That's why I say that, so... Well, man, I appreciate you calling in. We got to get off here. Feel free to call back in anytime. Hope everything works out. All right. What the hell was that? Where's Clint when I need him? That was probably Clint. You can't put nothing past Clint anymore. I mean, if the wife is cheating on you, I mean... There's just some things I don't, you know, there's just some things I won't tolerate. And somebody cheating on me, I don't care what the situation is. There's other logical explanations and solutions. I mean, it is what it is. All right. We got about 5 minutes left on the show, so we're just kind of checking around, making sure there's nothing else going on that we need to know about. Let's see, what was that about? Okay. All right. We are heading out of here. We are going to go announce some football. So, ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow, because you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Wednesday. So we are out of here. We hope everybody have a good evening. Watch your favorite sports team on TV. Oh, by the way, we got a score right now. Baseball, Boston, and Detroit are scoreless. They are under a delay. St. Louis and Dodgers will be back in action. Game 4 of their series. They're going to get started about 8:07. All I can say is go Redbirds. So anyway, call your buddy. Tell your kids know about the show. Monday, Thursday, 3 to normally 4:30. Like I say, we're cutting off early. So. Once again, we want to say thank you to Fayetteville Nutrition Center, Toyota, Northwest Arkansas, and Mama Park Car. Fair enough, did the very best. We also want to say thank you to our buddies at Battleground MMA and Cherokee Entertainment, Mobile DJ Services. Until tomorrow, this is Greg. Come home.
Peace out.